Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. On Kellogg, there's a wreck westbound approaching Hillside Street. It's starting to clear, but there is still a backup to Edgemoor. It's stop and go on I-235 South, heading on to K-96 East. The delays begin at 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey, Wichita traffic.
Weather. Partly cloudy, windy, and hot again today with a high up near 90, south to southwest winds 20 to 30 and gusty. Chance of storms after 4 o'clock, especially along and east of the turnpike. Some of those could become severe, then breezy and clearing overnight. 62 is the low. Becoming mostly sunny, breezy, a little bit cooler Wednesday, high 80. Back over to mostly sunny skies and 85 on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Yeah! Fernando Mendoza skipping the draft. Boy, I'd love to know what those conversations were like or how long those conversations lasted between Mendoza representatives and the NFL, because we're getting really close to the draft and you don't have the shiny object, the one shiny object there that you want, and that is Fernando Mendoza. I would say 95% are going to show up at the draft if they're the number one overall pick.
53% would go to the draft.
What?
Yes, 53% would go to the draft. That means, 47 would stay home.
I think my family would survive if I wasn't there to celebrate with them. I can bring them with me and they can sit in the green room. They're not going to have to wait long before my name is called.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I love listening to play-by-play games on KFH Radio.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey, you want to win a free iced tea from HTO? You can try the all-new Paloma sweet tea. Hint of grapefruit there. Perfect for the summertime upcoming. You can enter by texting us right now. The keyword is tea. The short code is 20357. That'll get you a free cup of tea, either East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby. Message and data rates apply. Coming up Saturday at HTO, two all-new flavors, an east side and a west side. Getting in on the directional rivalry of the city of Wichita. Each store going to have its own unique flavor. There'll be the east side at the east location, the west side at the west location with some super cool stickers. So make sure Saturday to go try out the new flavors as well. All right, welcome back into Sports Daily. TJ, we get Royals baseball on the road this week. All week they'll be on the road. And it is going to be, it'll be a challenge here this week. They are not where I think fans would like to see them at the moment. You get three against Detroit. You get three against the Yankees. The Yankees are kind of middling. Detroit's kind of middling right now. But these will be two of the better teams in there in the end. The Yankees' record might not be great, TJ, but they have the best run differential right now in the American League. I would say you could make a case that they're the American League's best team so far this year. You're going to have to really bring it if you're the Royals, and right now the offense just isn't bringing it. Some of these numbers, we mentioned this one yesterday, Dan Clark, 97% of the time Bobby Witt Jr. has been stranded when he's reached base. I don't know what the percentage is when he's on second, but it's also very high. Bobby Witt Jr., TJ, and we talked about this yesterday, so you're going to know the answer. How many runs scored do you think Bobby Witt Jr., who's getting on base 37% of his at-bats, has scored this year?
It's not a high number.
No, it's not a high number. How low can you go? One. Bobby Witt Jr. has scored one run through the team's first 16 games, despite the fact that he himself is getting on base 37% of the time. That is insane. Insanely bad. And the reason is because the two guys hitting behind him, right? Mm-hmm. The guys at the bottom of the order have been productive. Mikel Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. have been productive.
Let me give you the stat. This is from Royals Review yesterday. I saved this one to show you. Okay. By batting order spots ranked in the MLB by on-base plus slugging. I'll start at five and work my way backwards. So number five, the five hole, 14th best in the league. Six hole, 19th best. Seven hole, 17th best. Eight, 16th. Nine hole, 5th best, Kyle Isbell. Leadoff, 10th best in the league. Two hole, 18th best in the league. Three hole, 30th. Four hole, 29th. The almost worst three and four holes, basically, in the MLB based on base plus slugging so
almost
far.
Almost DAL there, where everybody else is at least roughly league average. I mean, it hasn't been great up and down, if we're being honest, but it has been so glaringly bad there. And you're going into this six-game stretch. Do something. I'm not saying like this isn't the middle of the lineup for the vast majority of games that are played this year, but you got a big road trip coming up. Can we break those two up a little bit? Anything. Literally anything to where they're not hitting back-to-back right now. Because we see it all the time. There's Witt standing on second with less than two outs. Here we go, Royals. Fly out, strikeout. Ground out, strikeout. It's just like, it's brutal. Brutal to watch.
It is. I don't know. As we said yesterday, you can't do anything about it except change up a lineup. You can't draw up a different way to go approach a plate. You know, it just has to happen.
Replace the players. I'm not saying any of that. I believe in both of these guys. Big picture. I'm saying right now, to break them apart in the lineup, they're killing you. It'll go Reagans, Lugo, Bubich in the Tigers series. They avoid Tarek Skubal. They get Framber Valdez, Jack Flaherty, and Keider Montero, who you probably never heard of. I have not. He's actually off to a nice start this year. You know, what are we going to do here? You got the pitching advantage in all three of these games. I don't know who's going to be favored in these games, but the Royals will have the pitching advantage, starting pitching advantage in all three of these games in a well-rested bullpen. Great opportunity, right? You're missing Scoop. Yep. Here we go. This is perfect.
Yep.
But are you confident they'll score more than three runs in these games? Because even if Lugo's great, he's facing a tough lineup. At some point, this will feel better because those two guys will get hot collectively, and the Royals will they'll get on a heater.
They will. What's the thing that I always say that Quintero said when he got hired? You're going to win 60 and lose 60. What do you do with your other one? What's the math there?
42. I believe that, but I also believe in fixing issues too. Maybe the answer is long-term. You don't have Vinny and Salvi going back-to-back because they are both prone to cold streak. Maybe the long-term answer is Salvi becoming your six-hole hitter, not your four-hole hitter, right? And you go, Vinny, I don't know. I wish somebody could lead off so you could try Mikel Garcia in the three-hole because I think he'd be really productive there. But you don't really have anybody else you're confident in being your leadoff hitter. So are you going to put that much on Cags or Jensen to bat him four hole? I mean, at this point, I'd try it. Can you go with them 4-5 and then Salvi behind Cags? I probably wouldn't put anybody else up there, I'll be honest. What was the lineup that Lane Thomas batting fifth? Yeah. Like I'm probably not going that far, but I would definitely think about hitting Salvi in the six hole.
Yep.
The dude's 38. Now,
give me your lineup. Let's play it then. If we're doing this. Who's your leadoff hitter tonight? If you're changing it up.
Well, right now it's still got to be Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr. I would say Vinny 3, Jensen 4, Cags 5, Salvi 6.
That's all you'd do? I think you should be more radical.
I think you go
like Kyle Isbell / Jonathan India leadoff, Bobby, Michael.
I would be okay if the Royals wanted to try.
I'd rather put Michael underneath Isbell. Bobby.
Jonathan India's done it before. Let's just go to on-base percentage real quick this
year. The thing is that Jonathan India doesn't start every day. Neither of those guys do.
If you're looking, I mean, Garcia Cags' on-base percentage has been high. I don't think anybody else has the qualified at-bats other than the top five in their lineup. I don't think they have enough. I don't know. Like, India's done it before. So I'd probably be okay with Jonathan India. His on base this year's 340. Okay. Isbell's 395. Maybe right the odd hand. I mean, Isbell's got the best on base percentage on the team right now. He's been better than Garcia in 38 at bats, so in half the at bats. Yeah, look, if you want to try Kyle Isbell at the top. I don't think they want to move him out of the nine hole, but he's hot right now. Yeah, try it. Because I do think Garcia profiles is a really good three-hole hitter. I do.
I think so, too.
I'd be fine with that. I don't think they're going to, though. Like, it's like Quatraro's this blend of Ned Yost and the teams that Quatraro came up with. The teams that Quatraro came up with would lead off anybody. Like, those Rays teams, like they didn't care about a batting order. Quatraro... I feel like he'll move it around, but once something's there, like he ain't touching it. Like Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be the two-hole hitter for the rest of time. Vinny's the three-hole hitter for the rest of time, it feels like. So, the leadoff thing with Garcia, we begged for that last year, and it happened. We're like, why don't they just lead off Garcia? Now we're saying move him around again. I mean, you want your best hitters leading off. It's why Mike Trout used to lead off. It's why Shohei Ohtani leads off for the Dodgers.
It's true.
So there's that part too. Do you really want to? Because if Garcia is your second best hitter, it makes sense to have him on with Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate. Problem for Bobby Witt Jr. is just not hitting for any power right now. He's getting on base. He's doing all the little things, but that's also an issue for the Royals is they're going to have to get some power at some point out of Bobby Witt Jr. It's just nice that he also is doing the other things. Salvi and Vinny are doing nothing. They are not. Salvi doesn't have an RBI since April 4th. Your four hole hitter. They had a combined one hit, I think it was, or two, in the series against the White Sox. Like, you can't have your big power spot of your lineup providing you no power. And Bobby Witt Jr. fits into that, too. Like, now you're talking 2-3-4 with no power. None. How many home runs do they have? Two? Salvi have a couple? I think is what it is.
Mm. Vinny just hit his first.
You're getting nothing. Power-wise, which is where your run productions come from. So I think I would leave Garcia one, probably. I would slide up the two rooks, who are at least hitting the ball hard and, putting it in play and doing those kinds of things, and you take your chances. Salvi's not giving you anything right now, so he's the candidate to go down. Vinny still walks. Vinny still can do some productive things. Salvi's just getting up there and kind of hacking. He had that stretch last year where he did this, too. He's getting old. He doesn't need to be your four-hole hitter. He's the second best. He's going to be the second best Royal that has ever played. He's a Hall of Famer. He's all of those things. He's also an older catcher. Slide him down the lineup a little bit. Not going to hurt a thing.
Yeah.
It might help you, and it's not going to hurt you.
I'm with you.
So do it. They won't. It'll be the same lineup tonight.
Hmm.
After the day off, there's almost no chance. Now, there's also a decent chance after a day off that Salvi and Vinny figure it out.
It's true.
In the day off, which at that point, you got to be willing to move them back too. Like, and maybe not. Maybe, Vinny more so than Salvi. If Salvi starts to heat up and hitting in the six hole, I don't think it matters that he's in the six hole. He's just seeing the ball better. You can move him back up to four at that point, and it's not going to hurt it. It's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Where does Caglione profile long-term in a lineup?
I mean, he should be a cleanup hitter.
4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Jensen profiles that high over time. I mean, I know he's had the home run power this year. Probably doesn't, but maybe he does. I mean, you're not doing anything outrageous. If Cags can't hit in the middle of a lineup, he's been a disappointment as a prospect based on expectations. So he's handled things okay. Put him up there. See what happens. Protect him a little bit. And they're going to have to do something. This year, this trip this week could get away from him. And climbing out of those April holes, like, man, it's just grueling.
You can't count
on an 18 out of 20 stretch like you had last year, which if you take that away from last year's team, if you turn that 18 of 20 into like 10 of 20, they're not even a 500 team last year.
I know. It blows my mind. Like Jalen talked about the World Baseball Classic hangover, maybe. Like we made the joke about it. If you didn't really watch the MLB, you'd think that the Royals are the greatest team on earth based on the way they played in the World Baseball Classic. And then if you actually watch it's like, oh, who are these guys? These aren't the guys that we just saw play. Some of them.
Michael Garcia was the MVP was of the World Baseball
Like Vinny and Cags, though, were awesome.
Cags has not been bad.
I agree. He's been pretty good. He's had the power that he's had. He had a lot of power in the World Baseball Classic.
Right. But his exit velocities are high.
Yeah. He's a lot better than he was last year already.
He's striking out too much, which is, I'm afraid, going to be a challenge that's going to take some time. And that's why they didn't want to call him up too fast last year. But they're just going to have to deal with it. He's going to strike out too much. It's just over time, he's going to have to get better at that. And if you strike out too much, but also hit a bunch of home runs, it's like, okay, like we can deal with that. Right now, you got to be a pitcher. If you were a pitcher, why would you ever give him a pitch to hit? Like Carter Jensen's getting these pitches, that's going to change too. Like he's going to stop getting pitches to hit at some point, but he's not striking out and doing some of those same things.
All right, final guess. Where'd Rory McIlroy commit to go play college golf?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
East Tennessee State University.
East Tennessee State. Don't listen to a word I said. By the way, Carter Jensen is too striking out a bunch and not walking much either. So I don't know why he's getting pitched to. He just is. I don't think that'll... I hope it keeps up because he's the only guy giving him power. East Tennessee State. Okay. I wonder what that connection is. That's fascinating. All right, we'll come back. We got more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
You know that Chick-fil-A sells more than chicken, right?
Hello, my name is Jaleesa, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is how it's all of my favorite breakfast items in one good bite. That fluffy egg, that melty cheese, with that perfectly grilled sausage, it just gives you that warmth, that comfort food that you love. It is the best possible option for a classic breakfast. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Comfort is calling. Order a Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance tech at a university, he knows ordering from multiple suppliers takes time away from keeping their arena up and running. That's why he counts on Grainger to get everything he needs, from lighting and HVAC parts to plumbing supplies, all in one place. And with fast, dependable delivery, he's stocked and ready for the next tip-off. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Growing a brand is hard.
but reaching the right customers shouldn't be. Meet Outcomes from Viant. We've built an intelligent platform that handles the complexity of digital advertising for you. Powered by advanced AI, we help your brand show up in the right places at the right time and ensure that every dollar you spend leads to a real business result. It's smarter advertising made simple. Visit Viant.ai.
Plumbing troubles? Call the experts at Superior Plumbing, your best choice for brand name parts, professional plumbing repairs, and licensed certified technicians. Serving Wichita over 50 years for sump pumps, water heaters, showers, tubs, sinks, faucets, water softeners, and more. Online at SuperiorPlumbingICT.com.
Superior Plumbing will come a-running, cause we care, treat you fair and square. And our name says it all, Superior.
684-8349.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9701. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Portions of this hour's program have been pre-recorded.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.